Well, it's another cold and wet day here in Rome, the same dismal weather that greeted thousands of determined faithful who, despite the downpour, turned out for the traditional Via Crucis at Rome's ancient Colosseum on Good Friday. The overriding themes of the ceremony this year, religious freedom and a call to turn away from earthly distractions to face Christ. Emer McCarthy has more.
On the cross, the Lord restored humanity's dignity. Let the sacrifice on the cross reach out to us. Let it unsettle our human certainties and ask questions from those who do not know God, who wish to seek freedom by excluding God, and those many others who believe that they do not need God. This was Pope Benedict XVI's reflection at the end of the Via Crucis, the Good Friday ceremony, marking the suffering and crucifixion of our Lord.
L'agonie de Jésus au jardin des Oliviers.
Jesus in agony in the Garden of Olives.
The way of the cross, held as has become tradition at the ancient Roman amphitheatre, the Colosseum, was observed by thousands of pilgrims drawn from across the Universal Church, who huddled under umbrellas clutching candles that wavered in the onslaught of driving rain. Watching as the stations wound around the ancient stone from the Palatine Hill, the Holy Father only took up the cross at the end of the procession. It was delivered him by his vicar for Rome, Cardinal Camillo Ruini. Before the cardinal, it had been carried through the crowds by an African nun from Burkina Faso, a family from Rome, a woman on a wheelchair, two friars from the custody of the Holy Land, and a Chinese man and woman bearing witness of the Church's presence in that country, also evoked in the reflections of Archbishop of Hong Kong, Cardinal Joseph Zen, who wrote the meditations for each station.
Anche quest'anno abbiamo ripercorso il cammino della croce.
In the Pope's own words, Good Friday ends in the silence of meditation and prayer. He asked the question whether one can remain indifferent before the death of the Son of God, urging that today's world turn its eyes, often distracted by dispersive and ephemeral earthly interests, towards Christ. Through the cross's painful journey, the Pope continued, men in every era, reconciled and redeemed by the blood of Christ, have become God's friends. Friend, Jesus called Judas when he addressed him in the last dramatic appeal to conversion. Friend, he calls each one of us, because he is a true friend to all.
Per lui non c'è differenza di razza e cultura.
Sadly, continued the Pope, we cannot always perceive the depth of God's unbound love for us. For him, no differences of race and culture exist. Christ died to release the whole of humanity from the ignorance of God and the enslavement to sin.
Settima stazione.
Jesus wird das Kreuz aufgeladen.
The cross is placed upon Jesus' shoulders.
Each station of the cross was punctuated by meditations written by Cardinal Zen, which re-evoked the suffering and sacrifice of modern-day martyrs who are persecuted for the faith. In his meditation for the first station, Cardinal Zen drew from Pope Benedict's letter to Chinese Catholics to remind people that in many parts of the world the Church is going through the dark times of persecution. Cardinal Zen prayed in his meditation for the fifth station that God would give leaders the courage to respect religious freedom. He prayed the Lord would awake the conscience of many people in power so that they recognize the innocence of Christ's followers and give them courage to respect religious freedom. The cardinal decried the use of psychological and physical torture and wrote that Christ is able to bring meaning to and make all suffering holy. I'm Emer McCarthy.